Good morning. Happy New Year.
Yeah. Happy New Year to you. Yeah.
It's good to be and back.
With the new year, obviously, you're still...
A lot of people still homeless. Yeah. 2024. Yeah. We still have homeless people in Fremont. Yes.
Yeah. As far as the CareCorps shelter goes right now, pretty full?
Yeah, we are full. It's cold outside now, so people aren't able to stay in a tent or their car and be warm. So, yeah, people are coming in. And we are full.
When you're full, then what happens? Do you start contacting other agencies?
Yes, we have a diversion program. So typically, if somebody calls, we have very few people just walk in homeless. It's typically a phone call. So our trained case managers then do diversion, which in essence is they talk through the situation the person is in. And we don't want to bring somebody into shelter. It's very traumatic to have to enter homeless shelter. So we see if we can help them come up with other solutions. If not, and we have room, then they'll come in. If we don't have room, then we do have some other options in ways to find people a safe place to stay, if not in the shelter.
Okay, yeah. What number do they call?
It's 402-721-3125.
Okay,
yep,
good.
That's our number.
As far as needs, with a full shelter, obviously, there are things you need.
Are you done
with towels?
I think the towels are still, we had so many come in on that one donation. I think we're actually still pretty good.
Good.
It was amazing. Oh,
that's awesome. Yeah. Yeah.
And the community at Christmas time, toys come in like abundance of toys because everybody wants the child to have that to open at Christmas. So we typically get more new toys at Christmas than what we need at Christmas. But just so the community knows where those go and maybe if you are in need, we take those new toys to the thrift store and not to sell, but community service providers can give clients a voucher for toys for a couple different reasons. If you have a child who's having a birthday and you can't afford a gift, you can come and get one and pick out from those toys at no cost. And also maybe your child's been invited to a birthday party, but you think maybe you'll skip it because you can't really afford a present for that birthday party person,
right?
Get a voucher, come down, and then let your child pick out a toy to give to their friend. So we make sure that those are going out to children in our community for free to those in need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
which is a great option to have.
Yeah,
and we're blessed to be able to do that.
And it also you're encouraging. What is the word I'm looking for? When children can.
Yeah.
Take part in, like you said, the birthday party.
Yeah.
Inclusion, I guess it is.
Yes. We don't want people to miss a birthday just because they would, you know, feel embarrassed that they don't have a gift.
Yeah.
So come and get one. We have some, and I'll tell you what, the toys that come in are, they're exciting. They're fun.
Oh, and, that's good.
You know, some things that give me ideas for my own grandkids or like, oh, I wish I would have had that when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. So we've got Barbies. We've got Hot Wheels. We've got games, arts and crafts, all kinds of great things.
That's
good.
Nice to hear.
Good deal. Food pantry, still crazy.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, it's super busy. We thank you to Retire Path Advisors. They do a fundraiser every year through the churches and raised over $20,000 this year. All of that money will be used to purchase food. So that's exciting. That'll get us a month or two. Worth of food.
It's really good.
Yeah,
yeah.
It is.
At Thriftology downtown, is it 3rd and Main?
It is 3rd and Main.
Yeah, yeah.
Bad news for us there.
Oh, no.
Our tent that we put up in our back patio, because we don't have a roof, crashed and burned.
Oh.
So we don't have anything right now between where people do make donations and we take them inside. So that's kind of a bummer, but...
Mm.
We'll figure something out. I've got a couple of fellas at work. We saved the poles from the last one, so I've got them putting their heads together to try to figure out another way because, you know, we get enough donations. Some of them we can't bring in all
right.
at once.
Mm-hmm.
We need to keep them protected from the weather.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. So, yeah, that was a bummer. So there were no donations for last week because we didn't have a way to get them in. Right. The tent had been blocking the way. So,
shoot.
But otherwise, we're accepting donations again on Tuesdays and Thursdays. From 11 to 3, if that time doesn't work, Dana's probably going to take them from you. Just go in and ask, and she'll let you drop them off.
Good deal. Needs at the shelter, anything?
Cold medicine. We got a lot of people who are sick right now. It's going around. I kind of avoid, you know, the family side right now. A lot of people are sick. And actually, we are in need of like an old ladder, just a wooden ladder for one of our projects through the thrift store. So if somebody's got one sitting in their garage that they don't need, we'd love to have it. Just give us a call and we can either come and grab it.
Big or, tall ladder or a short one?
Longer, like longer. Maybe okay. 10 foot.
Okay.
11 foot, 10 foot, yeah. Somewhere in there. We need it for a project that I'll talk about at another time once okay. It's all up all right. And going. So okay. There's awesome. Some mystery.
Hey, Julie, what if you find know of a family or whatnot that may be just having a hard time temporarily, for example, and need help with groceries? What can we tell them to do?
Go to the pantry. If you go to the pantry, bring a piece of mail, if you have it, from where you've been living the last 30 days, and an ID, and come into pantry and we can get you set up. Tuesdays 10 to 2, Wednesdays 4 to 6, Thursdays 5 to 7.
You know, because I've heard some people that are just having a little bit of problems after the holidays.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
They spent more than what they anticipated yeah. And now they're going, uh-oh.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Please so it's good to come know in. That it, you is know, available. Even if it's just short term that you need that assistance, that's what we're there for. That's yeah. Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Contact information once again.
402-721-3125. Our website is lifehouse.ne.org. It is under construction, so if it doesn't work very well, that's to be expected, but yeah. You can still get a hold of us through it.
Perfect. Awesome. All right.
Wonderful.
Thank you,
Julie Schleister. Thank you.
Life